We are Team Demon Deacon from Wake Forest University from North Carolina, US. Our team has 6 undergraduate students with diverse backgrounds and skill sets. This is our 3rd year in a row to compete in student cluster competition. And last year, we finished as place 11 out of 16 competitors, improving from place 13 the previous year. And we won the first place in the reproducibility application section. With our long-term preparation and previous experience, we're confident that we will perform strong this time. For this year, we're definitely looking forward to applying our skills and knowledge to practical problems and seeing our potential as we compete in the international stage. Especially under this pandemic, we're most looking forward to interacting with other teams in the competition.
My name is Robert Langfield. I'm a junior mathematics and computer science major at Wake Forest. I spent time working on GROMAX, an application for running atomistic MD simulations. We're using the NC24S V3 VM for computation with its GPUs. We have the F16S V2 VM for our data pre-processing and post-processing. We use the Intel compiler for building GROMAX and its dependencies, due to the underlying Intel hardware on these VMs. Our optimizations center around GROMAX strategies for offloading computation to the GPU when appropriate, as well as the precision we use to carry out these computations.
I'm Sophia, and I'm going to introduce the reproducibility app, which is MemXCT. It is a memory-centric approach of X-ray computed tomography, which is used to computationally reconstruct 3D images from samples of 2D images taken at multiple projections. With comparison with the compute-centric approach, we can see that MemXCT generates both faster and better results. In order to optimize this application, we first did flag optimization, but there's actually not much to be done, so we put our effort on tuning the parameters, the tile size, block size, and buffer size.
Hello, my name is Hao Tong. I'm a senior majoring in engineering and minoring in computer science. This is my 2nd year of participating in a student cluster competition, and I'm mainly responsible for CESM2. CESM2 is an environmental modeling application that combines models from different aspects of environmental science. The application uses data collected from satellites to model the Earth's environmental system. The goal of the competition is to optimize the runtime of a case with the correct output. We are prepared by running different cases to find the best architecture. For optimization, we plan to run a short case of the given data and find the bottleneck model. We will then give the specific model more resources, so each model takes the same amount of time.
Hello, my name is Paul. I'm in charge of the benchmarking, which means I'm running HPL and HPCG. Both of them are applications that can basically test your system's capabilities, but beyond just needing a good system, you also need to fine-tune the parameters of the benchmarks. For HPCG, that's pretty easy because there's only a few of them, so you can exhaustively search. But for HPL, there's a very large amount. To do the optimization for HPL, we are using Bayesian optimization, where we're trying to model the parameter space with Gaussian processes and try to kind of bypass the exhaustive evaluation this way. Since both use GPUs, we are going to go with an N-series SKU for this benchmark. Thank you.
Dear whoever is watching this recording, my name is Asian Zhang and I'm a senior student from Wake Forest University. I'm glad to show what our team gets for the IO500 app. IO500 comprises 3 subroutines, IOR, MD test, and pfind. In short, this subroutine of application measures performance through creating, writing, and searching the files created and gives an overall score. IOR and MD tests have tunable parameters such as API for IO or number of tests to run simultaneously. Some of the parameters can be determined according to cluster information while others need to be tuned manually.